Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to be talking from the topic of carrying the weight of others. And when you can think about carrying a weight, it's being able to take on an amount of something, a load of something, and carrying it. If you can think about carrying it on your shoulders, if you can think about weightlifting, and people putting the amount that they can bench press on the ends of the bar. So when you think about carrying someone else's weight, you are actually placing their situations and their issues on your shoulders and helping them in that instance. When we think about carrying the weight of others, and when we think about who we're connected to and who we're related to and who we are around, there's many, many, many people that we can assist in carrying their weight. But oftentimes we neglect to help people because we feel like their problem isn't our problem. We feel like if they hadn't put themselves in a particular situation, then they wouldn't need help. But it is our duty as Christians, it is our duty as children of God to assist each other. In Galatians 6:2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And so we are supposed to assist each other in this journey in life, regardless of what the situation may be. There's someone that should always be there to assist another. I'm thinking about the prayer call that we had on Monday, and as I was praying, there was a particular woman that came to my mind, and as I was praying, I began to cry because I felt her hurt. I felt her pain. I felt what she was actually going through. And what was placed in my heart for her is that she doesn't know how to get out of the situation that she's in. This is something that she continually gets into. So it's a pattern for her, and she wants to get out, but she doesn't know how to get out. And sometimes when we are dealing with people that are in a repetitive pattern, or they're continually going through the process of making the same mistake, sometimes when we're close to them, even if we're related to them, we say things like we wash our hands with them or we're done with them. And so sometimes people feel like they're stuck. They don't have any help. There's no one that can assist them. Another thing is they don't feel like there's anyone that they can trust, that they can be raw with, that they can truly let know what they are going through, what their struggle is, that someone that they can be honest with and say, yes, I am going through this. I am doing this. I don't want to, but I do it. And so when we talk about carrying the weight of others, this is not something that we're just going to, I'll walk in with you or I'll stand on stage with you while you speak because you're nervous. I'm talking about something that's much more weightier than that. Some things that people have been through in life and some things that people are going through in life, and they really truly need someone to help them walk through the process. They need someone to help them transfer their thoughts from being physically, mentally, and spiritually in bondage to themselves. And so when we talk about carrying the weight of others this morning, we're going to be coming from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. That's Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And when we think about carrying the weight of others, if you could just think about an all bad situation that maybe you have been in, you have experienced, and you felt like you were all alone, you felt like you were always going to be in that situation, or if you've never experienced anything like that, someone close to you being in a situation, or even looking at the news, and we see a lot of our youth, a lot of our young people, they're getting into trouble. We don't know the mindset. We don't know if they're paralyzed mentally. We don't know if they're going through something that they have been going through ever since they were children. And so when we think about carrying the weight of others, I want us to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts in this matter, because sometimes we can get to a place to where we're judging people and when we're looking down on them, and we don't really know the root cause of what's going on. And so to be able to carry somebody else's weight or walk through a process with someone, it requires a true connection with God, because you will need His strength, because you're not carrying their weight on your own shoulders. You're helping them carrying it, but you're using the power of God to do that. And so let's look at Luke chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "One day as he was teaching," and they're talking about Jesus here, "one day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick." And so when we are talking about carrying the weight of others, we have to acknowledge the power of God. When we are talking about carrying the weight and going through the process and taking someone through a healing process, we have to acknowledge the power of God, because true healing comes from Jesus. True healing comes from the power of God. And so when we are walking through the process with someone and carrying their weight, we can't try to fill the voids in their lives or even in our own lives. We can't try to fill those voids with different things and expect that it's going to be something that's going to be everlasting. True healing comes from God. There may be situations that we go through, and we may be able to put a Band-Aid on it for a minute, but we have to get to the root cause of the issue, and we have to allow the power of the Lord to take control of the situation. Because, again, like I said earlier, even though we're helping someone, even though we're carrying that weight, we're not doing it in our own power. We're doing it in the power of the Lord, and true healing comes from Jesus Christ. There is no other way that we can receive true healing except for through Jesus Christ. A lot of people say that time heals. Well, time doesn't heal. Time just allows that pain and that brokenness to continue on over a matter of time. But then as soon as we're triggered, it comes right back up. And so we're not truly healed. We may become numb, or we may make our lifestyle to live around the pain and adjust our lifestyle to live around the pain that we're going through and the brokenness that we're going through, but we're not truly healed. And so if when we get to the place of acknowledging that true healing comes from Jesus, it's meaning that you are allowing the Holy Spirit to walk you through the healing process, meaning that you are allowing Him into your heart. You are allowing His word to be true in your life. You are allowing Him to mend that brokenness that you have been through. You are allowing Him to take that burden, that thing that you have been held down with, and you are allowing Him to take control of that and mend that back together. Because when He does it, it's permanent. And when we try to do it, or if we try to allow others to do it, or if we try to use alcohol, drugs, sex, shopping, whatever the case may be, whatever we try to use to become healed, if it's not Jesus, it's not going to last. And so when we are carrying the weight of others, we have to make sure that we are acknowledging the power of the Lord and that we're not trying to play God in other people's lives. We are truly allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in all that we do so that true healing can take place in the situation that we're going with someone through. And so let's look at 18 through 19. It says, "Some men carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus." And so when we are carrying the weight of others, we have to acknowledge the power of the Lord, but then we also can't let the crowd stop us. I like the fact that it said that some men were carrying a paralytic, meaning it was more than one person. Sometimes when we are going through the process of carrying someone else's weight, we can't do it alone because it's too heavy for us to carry on our own. So sometimes we do need to link up with other people to help someone walk through their process of healing. I also like the fact they said that he was a paralytic. So he was a paralytic is partly or wholly incapable of moving themselves. This can be, you can be physically, mentally, or spiritually paralyzed. You can, being paralyzed meaning you are helpless. And so there are some people that are in, that's in our lives that the Lord is actually calling us to assist. That's not only that they're not just physically paralyzed, but they're mentally paralyzed. They're stuck in a state where they feel like they can't go any further, like their mind is not allowing them to develop, or their mind is not allowing them to see things in another way. All they see themselves is being in a little box and being in a situation and a place where they're always going to be like that, and no one or nothing can help them. And so sometimes the people that we are going to be to help, they are stuck, and we have to be the ones to assist them to Jesus. We have to be the one to assist them and allowing them to know that there is a better way. There is a way for you to come out of this. We can use ourselves as a living testimony that what God has done for me, he can do for you too. But I love the fact that when they were carrying him to Jesus, and there was a crowd of people, so much so that they couldn't get to him. And so they lowered him through the roof. And so they did not allow the crowd to stop them. They continued to do what they were going to do. The plan and purpose was to get this man to Jesus for him to receive a healing. But because there were so many people, they had to go in a different way. They had to go in through the roof. They did not allow the crowd to stop them. Sometimes when we get to a place where we are carrying someone else's weight and it seems like what we are trying to do is not working, we have to come up with another way. As long as we are focused in our key point is Jesus, how you do it doesn't matter. As long as you are being led, we can't always stay one-minded or focused on one thing in one way, and this is the way that I did it, and so this is the way he's going to do it with you. But we have to get to the place to where we are not letting hindrances stop us. We aren't letting obstacles stop us, because sometimes as soon as things come up, as soon as something happened, or even say the person you are assisting, say they were well on their way, and then I'm going to just use alcohol or something. Say they relapse, then we want to quit. But no, we have to become creative and innovative and really allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in what we are helping others do. Because again, everybody's process is not the same, and everybody's not going to get it on the first try, second try, third time, try, fourth try. But we cannot give up on our people. These two are people that Jesus died on the cross for. And so as we are going through the process with people and helping them carry the burdens that they have to carry and help them get from the place of paralysis to wholeness, then we have to make sure that we aren't letting different things stop us. No obstacles, no people, because, again, listen, everyone is not going to agree with you helping someone else, especially if you're assisting someone that has been going through whatever it is that they're going through year after year after year. Some people have already identified other people as always going to be like that, never going to be able to change. They're not going to change. You're wasting your time. They're going to continue doing what they have been doing for years. Some people are already labeled like that. And you see what those people are doing is they are actually speaking death to the people that need our assistance, to the people that need to know that they are loved too, to the people that need to know that there's freedom in another way through Jesus Christ. And so some people have already labeled them. And then in others' minds, the people's minds, they have accepted that label. And so some people, they want the help, but because they have been labeled always going to be that way or never going to change, they think that that's how they're really going to be. They don't think that they're ever going to be able to change, or they don't think that there will ever be freedom for them. And so we have to make sure that we are not allowing other obstacles and hindrances to stop us. We have to make sure that just like Jesus didn't give up on us, we can't give up on other people. Continue to allow the Lord to lead you in your assistance of carrying the weight of others. And so let's look at verse 20. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. And so when we are carrying the weight of others, we have to acknowledge the power of the Lord, and we can't let the crowd stop us or any other hindrance or obstacle. And then we have to be led by faith. Sometimes your faith will help other people. And you notice it says that when Jesus saw their faith, he saw their faith, but the healing was for the paralytic. And so sometimes your faith is greater than someone else's, and your faith is going to be what causes someone else to see things in a different manner. It's going to be what causes someone else's freedom, because you had faith in the situation. You had faith that Christ can do it. And because you didn't give up, because you did everything that you could to help this person get to Christ, your faith is going to allow this person to become free. Notice it says that the sins were forgiven. Just because he was a paralytic. Now, this particular person, he had committed a sin which caused him to be in this particular situation, which sometimes we are in sin, and the sins, the consequences of our sins cause us to be in a particular situation. But I don't want you guys to look at every paralytic and think that they have sinned or they have done something wrong and that's why they're like that. That's just the case for this particular passage. But your faith will allow others to see the freedom and the wholeness that comes with Jesus Christ. Sometimes other people can't believe or don't believe the way that you believe. And so because you have faith, because you can see the bigger picture, because you are willing to go the extra mile, because you are willing to jump obstacles when the situation is not even yours, because you are willing to go through each and every step of the process with someone, your faith is going to be what helps others. And when it helps others, it's going to bring a freedom, a freeness, and a wholeness to him that other people will be able to see. See, a lot of times we think that when we become a Christian and when we begin to walk in the purpose that God has for us to walk through, it's going to be all peaches and cream, but it's not. And there's some things, we are in this world. In this world, we will have trouble. And there are some things that we are going to go through. There are some things that we are going through. And then there's some things that other people are going through, that, and we are all in this together. So when you hurt, I hurt. When you struggle, I struggle. But we have to get to the place to where we are allowing the Lord to lead us in the process of carrying the weight of others. It's not always going to be easy helping someone else. It's not always going to be something that you wake up and desire to do. This can be something that can be toilsome to us. This can be something that can wear us out. This can be something that can drain us. This can be something that will cause us not even to want to get up sometimes. And I'm just really being honest. When you are going through the process of with someone else and carrying their weight, it doesn't negate you from your own weight. You still have the stuff of yourself, but then you're helping someone else. And so this is not something that you're just going to wake up out of the bed and jump up and feel like you're ready to conquer the world. Sometimes you may feel like that, and then other times you may feel tired and worn down and just beat up. But get this, our power comes from the Holy Spirit. Continue to stay in his presence. Allow his power to lead you and know that it is pleasing to him that we are fulfilling the law of Christ when we carry each other's burdens. And so as we are carrying the weight of others, make sure that you are being led by faith. But look at verses 21 through 23. It says, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? And so when we are carrying the weight of others, we can't expect everyone to understand. Everyone is not going to understand the power of God. Some people believe in God, but they don't believe in all that comes with God. They don't believe in who God is about. They don't believe that God can do what he says that he can do. And some will just altogether doubt the power of God. They will just say that God can't do what he says he can do. There's just no believing in him. There's no believing anything about him. And so we can't expect everyone to understand when we are carrying the weight of others. Those people that I talked about earlier that are speaking death into people's lives, those people right there, those are the people that we cannot expect to understand. And as we're going through the process with people, we have to make sure that we are continually focusing on the Lord and not allowing those voices to detour us from doing what God has called for us to do. Because again, like I said, everyone is not going to understand. Everyone doesn't want to understand. And some people want others to stay in a paralysis state so that they can continue to move forward and ignore them so that that person won't be able to do what they are supposed to do. Some people are just mean like that. And then some people are just not going to understand. They may not have ever experienced God or heard about God. And so we have to make sure that we can't expect everyone to understand. But there was something about that passage that I wanted you all to know, that these were the Pharisees, these were teachers of the law, these were people that were in leadership positions, you know, and just because someone is in a position of leadership does not mean that they are going to understand God in the whole aspect of who he is. They're not going to understand what he's doing. And so just because someone has a title doesn't negate them from having doubt that God can do what he says that he can do. And so let's look at verses 24 through 25. It says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, 'I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home.' Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God." And so when we are carrying the weight of others, we have to acknowledge the power of the Lord. We can't let the crowd stop us. We have to be led by faith. We can't expect everyone to understand, but then we have to silence the negativity with actions. When he told the man to get up, he told the man to get up, take your mat, and go home. His power was being revealed. What he was speaking was being revealed to everyone that was there watching. So he says, get up, meaning do what you couldn't do before. When someone is in a paralyzed state, they're in, a partly or wholly incapable of movement. But Jesus told this man, he says, get up. And so he's telling them, number one, to do what you could not do before. Do what you were unable to do before. Then he says, take your mat. Take the thing that was carrying you, take the thing that had you on it, and you carry it. So now you need to take that thing that had you trapped, that had you bound, and you need to take control of that. And then it says, go home, your place of rest, your home, your place where you are covered, your dwelling place. So he told him to get up, take your mat, and go home. Sometimes we need to silence the negativity of others with actions. We don't always need to respond to other people, but all we have to do is walk in the power and the authority that God has given us. We need to allow them to see that the power of God does what it says that it will do, and the power of God can and will continue to do what it is supposed to do. But sometimes negativity can hinder us, but what we have to do is get to a place to where we are allowing people's words to detour us and to kill our dreams and to kill what's in the inside of us. We have to make sure that we know that the power of God is greater than any other power here on this earth. He said that he had power and authority on this earth. So we talked about a few weeks ago that the enemy has some power here on this earth, but he has no authority. Jesus has power and authority. So when you think of the enemy having power, meaning when they are doing, for example, drugs or alcohol or violence, those people are under the power of the devil. However, when you talk about power and authority, the Lord, us that are Christians, we have power and authority. We can trump those things. We can speak against those things that try to come into our lives or in the lives of others. And so we have to understand that we are embracing the power and authority that the Lord has. I love it that he says, get up, meaning do what you can't do before. So we have to encourage those people that we are helping to do what they couldn't do before as they are being made whole. We have to encourage them to take up that thing that has been carrying you, and I need you now to take a hold of it. I need you to take grip of it. I need you to take it, and I need you to take control because you are now in control of your life. That thing is no longer controlling you. That thing is no longer going to tell you when you can get up, when you can sit down, what you can and can't do. Take control of that thing that has been taking control of you, and then go home. And so I love the fact that that Jesus's power was revealed, and even revealed to those people that doubted. It was even revealed to those people that questioned what he was doing. And so when we are carrying the weight of others, the negativity will be silenced by the actions. But then look at 26. 26 says, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. And so when carrying the weight of others, we have to acknowledge the power of the Lord. We can't let the crowd stop us. We have to be led by faith. We can't expect everyone to understand. We have to silence negativity with actions, and then we have to let the results speak for themselves. We have to allow the results to speak for themselves. It says that everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. And so when it says everyone, to me, even those people that were doubting, everything that we do, everything that we go through, all the stuff that we do here on this earth should give God the glory. It speaks to the power of God. It causes others to praise God. It should cause others to want to know God and to draw closer to him. Everything that we do. And so we don't have to always fight against what other people are saying, or we don't always have to feel like we are in a spiritual pushdown, meaning people are pushing us down. Because sometimes we put ourselves in situations when we take our focus off God and we begin to focus on the people that are doubting and the people that are speaking negativities and the hurdles that we are going through in life. Sometimes we take our focus off God and we cause those things to come upon ourselves. But when we stay focused on him and allow him to take us through the process, then the results will speak for themselves. Again, Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is the law of love, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. When we talk about love, it is an action word. It is a word that causes you to do something. It's not just an emotion, but it is something that you have in you so much so that you can't help or resist doing something about it. And so, because we love God, we love his people, and we want to see everyone whole. We want to see everyone restored. And so I ask this question this morning. Who in your life is the Lord asking you to help carry their weight? Who should you be going through the process with? Who should you be encouraging, and who should you be helping, and who have you let stop you from assisting who the Lord has for you to help? And then I'm going to flip it and say this. Is there someone that the Lord has been sending to help you? Because you need someone to help you carry the weight. Again, it says that there was men carrying this paralytic. So it wasn't just one person. Sometimes we are to help someone, but then we're to help someone alongside others. We can't carry the weight all on our own. And so I asked the questions this morning. Whose weight are you supposed to be carrying? And are you supposed to be receiving assistance from other people in carrying that weight? The final question is, have you been rejecting someone that is supposed to be helping you carry your own weight? They're supposed to be assisting you, not assisting you with assisting someone else, but assisting you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you have allowed us to come into your presence, God. We thank you that you have sent your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all that we do, God. We thank you for your word that you have written and sent for us, oh God, as a testament of who you are, who we are, and what we are to do, God. We thank you that you have allowed us the ability, Lord, to carry one another's burdens, Lord. We thank you that we have the ability to love like Christ, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you have allowed us, Lord, to be filled with your wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment as we go through this process in life, Lord. I am asking you, Lord, to soften our hearts, oh God. Soften our hearts, Lord, so that we may be able to do all that you have called for us to do, Lord. I am asking you, Lord, to reveal to us anyone that you have us to go through the process with, anyone that you have, any specific person that you have us to partner with to assist someone else, Lord. I'm asking you to reveal that in the name of Jesus, God. And even if we have been rejecting someone, Lord, that can help us, Lord, go through our issues, Lord, I'm even asking you to reveal that in the name of Jesus, God. I'm praying, God, that we will begin to Allow your Holy Spirit to truly lead and guide us in all that we do, God. Lord, we are asking you for your strength and power this morning, God, so that we can fulfill the work that you have called for us to fulfill, God. I'm praying against any pride, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I am asking that your presence and spirit of humility, Lord, just fall upon every listener, God. Father, we need you, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.